Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date for this episode is January 15th, 1940, and the title is Landscript. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Just as no one could equal his strength and courage, there was no one who could match his knowledge of the country. He trailed outlaws from the hills of Wyoming to the mountains of Old Mexico, until finally, crime and criminals were driven from the frontier, and the West was made safe for honest men and women. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for the Rio Grande! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Kneeling beside an old trunk, Jack Webster looked with curiosity at the musty documents it contained. He turned to his wife and...
Gosh, Alice, what do you suppose Uncle Wilbur's holding on to this stuff for? Look at these. Just about ready to fall apart when you touch them. Sure are dusty.
Jack, put them back.
Huh? What for?
You know Uncle Will and Aunt Carrie would want us to see these.
Shucks, they could have told us to stay out of here if they meant for us to, couldn't they? Besides, what difference does it make? They're in the East. They won't know nothing about it.
They'll know when they come back.
That won't be for 6 months yet. Don't go to borrowing trouble.
Just the same, I don't think it's right. How would you like people to go through your things when you weren't around?
I got nothing to hide.
Aren't you supposed to be with the men?
Oh, they're just combing strays out in the bottoms. I gave them their orders. Ain't nothing much for me to do.
Jack, listen to me.
Huh?
This is our chance, don't you realize it? If Uncle Will likes the way you've managed the ranch when he gets back, it could mean almost anything. He might even leave us the ranch someday. We're as close as any kin he's got. But if you're careless,
isn't... Doggone it, Alice. Can't you quit lecturing me?
I can't forget how we'll live if Uncle Will doesn't keep you on afterwards.
We'll get along.
But I don't...
Anyhow, I'm going to make good, so quit your fretting. I don't aim to neglect my job. Hey, wait a second.
What is it?
Here's something funny. What do you make of them?
Isn't that a map?
Uh-huh. But these papers here, they're queer looking, ain't they? What's his writing?
Let me see.
Here.
This is Spanish.
Yeah?
This isn't paper, it's parchment.
Huh? What's that?
It's made out of the skin of animals. Used to be used a lot. The padre showed me some.
You figure the map goes with the writing?
It's on parchment, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I imagine it does.
I wonder what it's for. You think that Spanish writing tells?
Maybe, but...
Here, give me those back. You know what I'm going to do?
Get busy, I hope.
Told you I wasn't needed today, didn't I? Nope. I'm saddling up and riding to town. Here, let's close this.
Aren't you going to put those papers back?
If I did, how would I ever find out what they say?
Jack, what on earth are you up to?
The padre savvy Spanish, don't he?
Of course, but...
Then he can read this.
You mean...
If I don't find out what's wrote here, I'll bust. Oh, now, come on, Alice. Get that frown off your face. You look just twice as pretty when you smile.
Many ornaments and vases of purest gold, some set with gems of a size and brilliance unknown in Europe. Indeed, so common is gold among these people, they hold it in no higher regard than we might the clay of our native countryside. Upon the map accompanying this, the true record of my travels, I faithfully drawn the route which our party traversed in reaching this city of gold. The route which, if my life is spared, I hope to travel again, returning with wealth for the greater glory and power of Spain.
A city of gold.
Yes, my son.
And that map tells just how to get there.
Wait. The man who wrote this may have returned and looted this place.
Won't be hard to find out.
You mean to search for it?
You bet I do.
You are making a mistake. You will be going into a wild and barren country. There will be much danger. You are young and strong. And youth and strength are greater treasures than all the gold that was ever dug from the earth.
I should just forget this?
Yes.
Padre, you mean well, but I just couldn't do it. I don't know anybody else who could either. If I don't follow this down, I'll go loco.
I'm sorry I told you what these papers contain.
Maybe you are, Padre, but I ain't. And I'm not letting any grass grow under my feet either. I'm hitting the trail tomorrow.
Early the following morning, Jack tightened the straps of his pack saddle and...
There. That'll hold, I reckon. You all set, Rusty?
Anytime you are.
Then we better get started. The farther along we are before the sun gets high, the better.
Jack, don't go. Don't.
Well, you object to being rich, honey?
If you have to go, wait till your uncle gets back.
While somebody beats me to it? Don't be crazy.
If there is gold there, and it's waited this long, it can wait another few months.
Maybe. But if I found it had been located just ahead of me, I'd kick myself clean into the ocean.
You're deserting your job.
You know as much about running a ranch as I do, honey. And the men will take orders from you just as soon as they take mine.
But what'll Uncle Will say when he's told?
If we find what we're looking for, I won't give a hoot. And if we don't, well, I don't reckon he'll blame me a heap when he knows the whole story.
Oh, Jack, I wish I could make you see you're doing the wrong thing. Oh,
I'd see it if I was, but I ain't.
I'm afraid.
Huh? Or what of...
You're going across the border. It's a terrible district where you're going. Outlaws, no towns. No one to help you if you're hurt.
Since when ain't I been able to look out for myself? What's the matter with Rusty here?
I know.
Ma'am, there's no cause for you to worry while I'm along. I look out for Jack like he was my own boy. And I know that part of the country like you know your kitchen. I've been through that a dozen times.
You will look after him, won't you, Rusty?
Sure thing.
Then kiss me goodbye, Jack.
There. Come on, Rusty. I'll lead the pack horse.
Bye, ma'am.
Bye, honey.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Get up there.
Get along, fella.
Get up there.
Goodbye. I just got this letter today. They're cutting the trip short. Aunt Carrie wants to come home. She and Uncle Will may even come back before the end of the month, and if they find Jack gone, I...
You want him back?
Oh, yes.
How long has it been since your husband left?
He left the day after he spoke to you. It's just a week now, and...
Then he's well beyond the border. It will not be easy to find him.
You mean you can't help me?
Did I say that? I think I can.
Oh, if you only would.
There is one at the mission even now who will help you if I ask him, my child.
You mean go after Jack? Bring him back?
Yes.
Who?
An Indian. He is my friend, and the friend of one who wears always the mask. I will speak to him.
You say he's the friend of a masked man?
Yes.
An outlaw?
No.
Then why does he wear a mask?
This Indian, his name is Tonto, and his friend...
Yes?
...is the Lone Ranger.
Come on, Silver!
Get him up, Scout!
Tonto, did the padre tell why he wanted me?
Him not paying.
And he must have wanted me in a hurry.
Ah.
Well, you've taken the time to explain.
That's right.
Well, it's not far to the mission now. Come on, old fellow! Hurry, boy! Hurry!
Padre, you mean to say this fellow was actually fool enough to put his faith in a story like that?
Yes.
I wonder... Padre, you haven't told me his name.
It is Jack Webster.
Is he related to Will Webster?
Yes. You know him?
I think I've got the answer to this.
What is it?
But if he has to be back before the first of the month, then there's no time to be wasted. He's probably covered his trail well, as long as he believes he's going to find gold. He won't, however.
You sound most certain.
I have reason to be. And, Padre...
Yes?
I'll make you a promise. If Jack won't return willingly, we'll bring him back by force.
I have faith in you, my friend.
Come, Tonto.
Get him up, Scout!
I am Silver! Away!
In the meantime, Jack Webster and Rusty had crossed the Rio Grande, and following the route marked on their map, pushed on into a country that became wilder and more barren with each mile they covered. They paused only when necessary. And on the 10th day...
Rusty!
Huh?
Look at that mountain ahead of us there.
What about it?
Don't you see the way it's shaped? Look at the peak. Just like a finger pointing up from a fist.
By golly, it does look like a finger.
Just the way that mountain was drawn on the map.
You think that maybe...
I think we're getting doggone close to where that old city was. How far away would you say that mountain is?
We can't get to it for another couple days.
Then tonight we stop only long enough for the horses to rest themselves.
Uh-huh.
We'll get there as fast as we can. And we'll pitch camp and look around.
Right.
Rusty, I used to laugh when fellas talked about getting the gold fever. But you know, right now I get a temperature of 110.
Although the country was wild and barren, it was not as deserted as it appeared. 3 days later...
Oh, boy, oh, they all over there. Yeah. Baldy!
What's the matter, kid? Don't you know better than to push a horse like that?
I had to get back fast, Baldy. I seen something you ought to know.
Yeah?
What was it?
Two fellas camped at Finger Mountain.
Nah.
You're crazy.
I seen them, Lem.
Well, if you did, they must have been just passing through.
But they ain't. I had a look at their camp. They've been there at least one night already, and it looks as though they're set for a stay.
Well, doggone.
What'll we do?
Hold up, kid. Don't get you excited. This calls for a little cool thinking.
I bet it means trouble.
Maybe not. What do you think? What do you think, Lem?
Well, I don't know. What the... Well, shucks. The kid's right. Yeah. Nobody's fool enough to come in here without a good reason for it. And what reason could those fellas have less than lawmen was trying to pick up our trail?
We're across the border.
Yeah? Well, we wouldn't be the first hombres followed south of the Rio and took back.
Yeah, it ain't legal.
Yeah, if you're hung, you're just as dead afterwards, whether you're hung legal or not.
They ain't gonna take me back for that killing.
I'll keep your shirt on. You get close enough to see if they were wearing badges?
They couldn't, but that wouldn't mean nothing anyhow. They don't have to wear them out in plain sight.
And if they was out of their jurisdiction, they'd naturally hide them.
I just can't figure the law thinking of this place. That's why I said to hide out here.
But what if they did think of it?
You're forgetting something.
Yeah? What?
We came here because we was on the dodge. Well, why couldn't these fellas have done the same? Don't you figure that's something to find out before we decide what to do?
We'll find out how?
Watch them without their knowing it. Get close enough to the camp to hear them talking if we can. See what they do and what they say. Then make up our minds about them.
And if they locate us, before we can.
They won't. We'll move our stuff back in them caves, be aware we hit out at first. And we'll cover our sign here. Come on, it'd be a good idea to do that the first thing.
Wait a second.
Well?
I want to know something first.
Suppose we do like you say. Suppose we find out that they are lawmen. Then what?
Lem, you've got a fool notion that I'm easy.
You ain't asking my question.
All right, I will. Lawmen or not, if they ain't on the dodge, they're dangerous. If they cut our sign and talk after they leave here, it could mean the rope.
So what?
So either they're outlaws like us, or they never leave here alive.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger and Tonto crossed the border and followed the trail left by Jack Webster and Rusty.
Hold this, Silver. Hold, Scout. Hold, feller.
Oh, look here. Oh. What do you make of this, Tonto?
Them camp here.
Looks like an old camp.
It's plenty old.
Then we can't delay. Doesn't that trail head south again? Then come on after them.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up, Silver. Hail, Silver. Away!
A week later, Jack and Rusty were returning to their camp after one of their daily excursions.
Rusty, I'm plumb tuckered out.
And that makes two of us.
Climbing around rocks from morning till night takes more out of a fellow than you might figure on. How many days we been at it now?
Pretty close to a week.
With nothing to show for it. You figure there's something wrong with our map?
I don't know, Jack.
We followed directions. We're camped right at the point was marked at the base of the mountain. Where the Aztecs had their city is supposed to be just 2 miles due south.
Well, you got to remember that map was drawn a long time ago.
What if it was? It's still easy to read.
Well, that ain't what I meant. There's been plenty of changes in this part of the country in the last 200 or 300 years. Landslides, earthquakes, things like that. Landmarks on the map could be all switched around. Maybe even wiped out. Likely a landslide covered that town. We sure ain't found nothing to mark it.
Oh.
Kind of discouraging, huh?
Well,
we can keep on exploring, though.
Yeah, but gosh, if we're off on our reckoning, that gold could be anywhere inside 100 square miles. 100 square miles of rocks and hills and canyons. Might take... Gosh, it could take us most of a lifetime to cover all that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what to do.
Well, we can always go home.
Yeah, but...
Hey, you aim to ride right on past camp? Pull up.
Well, I wasn't even watching. Oh, boy.
Whoa there.
I wonder if... Say... Them caves we passed. You figure the map could have meant there?
You mean it might have been caves they lived in?
Sure.
Could be at that. Want to have a look there tomorrow? Can't hurt.
Sure. Why didn't we think of that before?
Well, I did. But I figured to save them to last.
Rusty? You know, I think we've hit it.
Maybe.
And if we have...
Yeah?
We can cross the Rio worth fortunes.
No, hold it.
What?
Wait.
What's the matter?
Nothing, I guess. Thought I seen that grass over there moving without a breeze. But it didn't hit nothing, so I guess it didn't.
Rusty, I'd give anything if Alice was here. If she could see how you keep your eyes peeled, she wouldn't worry a minute.
Kid, get back in here where you can't be seen from outside.
Yeah.
This'll do. Let's have it.
Baldy, they're after us.
What's that?
It's old, Lem. I got close to their camp. I heard them talking after they rode up, and I nearly got shot.
They seen you?
They didn't see me, but I must have stirred the grass. One of them noticed and started throwing lead. I tell you, it come so close, I could feel it parting my hair.
What'd you do?
What could I? Hugged the ground and prayed, that's all.
They didn't investigate, huh?
I guess I fooled them when I didn't yell out or make a break for it. But I got away as quick as I could afterwards, you can bet.
They're lawmen?
I didn't hear him say. But at the cinch, they're on the prowl.
Yeah? How do you know?
They said so. They got some kind of a map, and they spoke of these caves. Said maybe we'd been staying here.
They mentioned our names?
No, but if they didn't mean us, who could they?
Go on, what else did they say?
Well, they said if we was here, they'd go north worth a fortune.
The reward cash!
Sure, that's easy enough to figure. That's why I say they're on to us. If they wasn't, how were they savvy there was a price on our heads? And if they didn't mean us, then they weren't talking sense. We've been here long enough to know there ain't nobody else around.
But they had a map.
That fits, Baldy. Have somebody that knows this district draw them a map so they wouldn't get lost.
And they spook of these caves, eh?
They're coming here in the morning.
Well, that settles it. We get them first.
When?
Tonight.
But late in the afternoon of that same day, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were drawing close to Finger Mountain.
We must be getting close, Tonto. This mountain we're coming to is the one mentioned by the Padre.
Not right.
I've got an idea we'll find Jack and his friend made camp somewhere near it.
And you stop.
Silver. What is it, Tonto?
Here, other side.
Yep. Yes?
You look.
Horsemen. Strangers. Wild horses didn't make these prints. Neither did Indian ponies. The horses that made these were shod.
Three horse.
Three, huh?
Here, one. Here, other. Here, third horse.
These look like fresh tracks. See, Tonto, look at this print. The sand's still slipping back into place.
That's right.
Come on.
Yep. We follow them?
No, they must be close enough so that we can overtake them anytime. First, I think we'll backtrail a bit and see where they came from. Follow me. Come on.
Get them up, Scout. Get them up.
That night, Jack and Rusty spread their blankets and went to sleep with nothing to warn them that their lives were in danger. But long before midnight, Rusty, with the instinct of a frontiersman, woke up suddenly. For a time, he lay unmoving, listening and staring into the darkness. Finally, he reached out and touched the figure of his companion.
What?
Jack, quiet.
Huh?
Something's wrong.
Wrong?
Keep still a second. See if you can't hear anything.
I don't hear nothing except them coyotes howling. You?
Not now.
Did you?
I don't know.
Huh?
I must have heard something or I wouldn't have woke up. I tell you, Jack, I got a feeling there's something plenty wrong around here.
You're imagining things.
I ain't that kind.
And the horses woke you, like they got to stomping around.
You don't wake up for noises you used to. You ought to know that by this time. Wait.
What in place
Who's
is
that?
I don't know.
Shoot your tail!
All right, boy! Watch out!
Hurry, old fella! Here, into the saddle!
Get that fella!
Up with you!
Get
him!
Let us down!
Come on, Rusty. Fellas. Right, come on.
All right,
come on. Get him up, Stone. Get him up. Come on, Silver.
Pull up. Who are you?
Save your question.
Master, where are you taking us?
To safety. Hurry, Silver.
Huh?
Don't you realize those fellas are out to kill you?
Our horses, our stuff back at camp.
You can get that later.
But we've got...
Quiet. Tonto. We should be out of their hearing. Circle to the left.
Tonto, do it. Get him up, Scout.
Down, old fellow. Hold on.
The three outlaws followed the trail until at last Baldy raised his arm as a command to stop.
Rein up.
Over there. Okay, no use. They're gone. It's too dark to see them, and they're too far to be heard.
Now what?
We'll have to bamboos.
You mean we'll have to find another hideout, Baldy?
Yeah, there's no choice. They know we're here. We can't stop them from reporting. So the quicker we make tracks, the better.
Well, Baldy, where to this time?
I don't know. There's plenty of places. Might even go back over the border. We can talk about that later. Come on, back to the caves to pick up our duffel.
All right, get up, Baldy. Get up, boy.
Whoa, don't unsettle. We won't even stay overnight.
You figure there's that much danger?
I just don't believe in taking chances. Come on, we'll get our stuff outside.
But listen...
Don't argue, kid. If you expect to live long, you'll figure like Baldy does. Only you just take risks that ain't needed.
Seems like an awful doggone hurry.
Breast these caves black on the inside of your hat. Can't see your hand in front of your face. Then where'd you lay them candles?
On the ledge here. I'll get them.
You gotta have a light.
Just a second. Got a match, kid?
Sure.
Yeah, thanks. There you are.
I'll take that.
Hey, keep them covered. Reach.
Or get blasted out of your boots.
You
what? Don't move.
Wally, Lem, these are the fellas we was chasing.
You think we ain't got eyes?
How did
we circled and waited for you. Tonto and I located these caves this afternoon.
We knew this was the one place we'd never be expected.
You shut that ugly mouth, skunk, or get it shut for you.
Do you think you can get these fellas across the Rio to a Texas Ranger station?
Watch us.
There's a reward on each one of them. You and Rusty can collect. And I doubt that the law will care on which side of the border you captured them.
Wait.
Yes?
Me and Rusty got other business here. I was almost forgetting. If we take these fellas, then maybe we won't be able to come back and...
I know your business here.
Huh? You do?
The Padre sent me after you. Your wife asked him for help. Your uncle cut short his trip, and you've just time to reach the ranch before his arrival.
Gosh.
I hope you'll go willingly, but if you don't...
Yeah?
I'll keep the promise I made the Padre. I'll drag you back if I must.
Jack, I think it'd be sense to go.
You should have had time to realize that when you came on this trip. You left everything really worthwhile behind you. Your wife's waiting for you, and your work is also...
Well...
Are you going?
Stranger, I reckon I will. If you want the facts, I was tired of this a long while ago. I was just too stubborn to admit it.
Good. Now I can tell you something.
Yeah?
You've got that map with you?
Sure, but...
Then hand it here.
Oh, here it is.
It's the same one.
Huh? You've seen this before?
It's a forgery.
What? Say, how'd you know that?
A swindler sold it to Jack's uncle 3 years ago. Tonto and I trapped him. We saw this map at that time.
Well, I'll be hogtied.
And Jack?
Yeah?
If your uncle is angry when he hears of this, you might remind him he once believed in this same forgery.
You think I won't?
And tell him the masked man who helped him then asks him to go easy with you now. Come, Tonto.
Hold on.
Take it easy, Jack.
But I've got to thank him.
He won't let you. He just now come to me who he is. I was working for your uncle that time you heard him speak of. I never knew what he'd done. I reckon your uncle wasn't so proud of letting a swindler trick him.
Then who is he?
A fella I'm doggone proud I met. The Lone Ranger. All right, you hombres. Start marching.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @otrwesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.